Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which happens on the Feast of Pentecost, which is known as the birthday of the Church. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center, inviting you and welcoming you to this program. The Spirit is a treasure within us. There's the story of an old beggar lying on his deathbed. His last words were to his young son, who had been his constant companion during his begging trips. And he said, "Dear son, I have nothing to give you except a cotton bag and a dirty bronze bowl, which I got in my younger days from the junkyard of a rich lady." After his father's death, the boy continued begging, using the bowl his father had given him. One day, a gold merchant dropped a coin in the boy's bowl, and he was surprised to hear a familiar clinking sound. "Let me check your bowl," the merchant said. To his great surprise, he found that the beggar's bowl was made of pure gold. "My dear young man," he said, "why do you waste your time begging? You are a rich man. That bowl of yours is worth at least $30,000. We Christians are often like this beggar boy. We fail to appreciate the infinite worth of the Holy Spirit living within each of us, sharing his gifts and fruits and charisms with us. We will see, especially from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 11, there was power from on high. There was first a noise, like a strong driving wind. Then there were tongues as of fire, resting on the disciples, and each of them was filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles burst out of doors and began to proclaim the good news of Jesus to 16 different geographical regions, meaning 16 different languages. The miracle of tongues on Pentecost thus reverses the confusion of tongues wrought by God at the Tower of Babel, as described in Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. The readings remind us that the gift of the Holy Spirit moves its recipients to action and inspires them to share this gift with others. Therefore, we need to permit the Holy Spirit to direct our lives by being Spirit-filled people who speak words that heal, words that restore, words that make people happy, and words that build people up instead of tearing them down. Spirit-filled people pass on the love of God to the people living around them by their, first of all, acts of kindness, by their mercy shown to especially those who hurt them, and by their love, charity. Hence we ask the Holy Spirit for a spirit of love instead of hate, a spirit of helpfulness instead of non-cooperation, a spirit of generosity instead of greed, and a spirit of gentleness in place of our spirit of ruthlessness. But first of all, we must be empowered by the Spirit by practicing the following. Otherwise, the above acts would be impossible. So, we must be constantly remembering and appreciating His holy presence within us, especially through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, fortifying ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit against all types of temptations. Also seeking the assistance of the Holy Spirit in our thoughts, words, and deeds, and in the breaking of our evil habits. Also, in listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to us through the Bible and through the good counsel of others. Also, of praying fervently and frequently for the gifts, fruits, and charisms of the Holy Spirit. It will always be Pentecost in the Church, affirmed Saint Oscar Romero, Archbishop of El Salvador, on Pentecost Sunday, 1978. And he continues, when the Church ceases to let her strength rest on the power from above, which Christ promised her and which he gave her on that day, and when the Church leans rather on the weak forces of the power or wealth of this world, then the Church ceases to be newsworthy. End of quote. So the Feast of Pentecost offers us the chance to look at the role which forgiveness should play in our dealings with others. Thus we are challenged to examine our sense of compassion, of patience, and tolerance. Learning to forgive is a lifelong task, but the Holy Spirit is with us to make us agents of forgiveness. If we are prepared on this day of Pentecost to receive the Holy Spirit into our lives, we can have confidence that our lives will be marked by the Spirit of forgiveness. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. It would be good for us to examine and study those words describing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Paul insists these spiritual gifts are to be used in the present time for the benefit of others, for the common good, and for the building up of the body of Christ. Let us repeat St. John Henry Cardinal Newman's favorite little prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, make our ears to hear, make our eyes to see, make our mouths to speak, make our hearts to seek, make our hands to reach out and touch the world with your love. Amen. We pray especially now for the Spirit of understanding and love to reach out to those in isolation who may be struggling. Old people especially, grandparents, and those who live alone usually. We are encouraged to pick up the phone and encourage them. Show them your love. Show them you care. Show them you are with them. You will brighten up their day. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, Zambia, signing off now and praying that the Holy Spirit may become a reality in your life today and always. Amen.